Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we take the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And I'd personally like to wish and hope that everybody's having a great spring so far. I know I am. All right, so the spring game is this weekend. Here are the top three things I believe the Husker fans should keep their eye on during said spring game. Now, the first one isn't sexy, but I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'll say it now, and I'll probably say it again in the future. The offense puts butts in the seats. The defense wins games, but the trenches wins championships up front. First and foremost, the offensive line. Now, we know we have most likely our two starting offensive tackles and one offensive guard, but we're looking for that other guard, and we're looking for a center to step up. Now, at the center position, there's four different guys right now. It's really a wide-open job. You got Will Farinok, you got Hunter Miller, A.J. Forbes, and tight end convert Cameron Jurgens. Now, I know the coaches are extremely excited about his, especially his long-term potential, but his ability to play the center position. But he is a convert, he is a young guy, and he's learning. He's trying to catch up mentally to what everyone else is doing at that center position. And he finally got above 280 pounds, so he's got that weight that's necessary. He'll probably want to put on just a smidge more weight, but in this fast-paced, side-to-side zone running scheme offense, he probably doesn't need to weigh a whole lot more than 280. But keep an eye on the guard and especially that center position because it's so wide open. Number two, the defensive side of the ball. I've probably worn this shirt over 100 times, hence why it's so faded, but it's because it's so comfortable, and doggone it, I love to throw the bones. No, we're no longer selling these anymore, by the way. It's part of the reason I keep wearing the same shirt over and over. Anyways, I've talked about this before, so I'm not going to belabor the point, even though I feel like I'm belaboring the point, but that's because it's pretty darn important. We need some pass rushers on the defensive side of the ball to step up. I'm not going to talk about this a ton because I have talked about it before and I will talk about it again, but it is important. So here it is right now. Now I'm starting to hear a couple names being repeated in the people I'm talking to. They're starting to repeat a couple names over and over, which is good because that means these individuals are starting to stand out. That senior outside linebacker, Alex Davis. I've said it for like 3 years now. The guy has the ability and the talent. He was raw. He's a former basketball player. This is his last chance to earn a black shirt. This is his last chance to really make an impact. He's got that athletic ability, and I hope he's starting to put it together. From some of the things that I'm hearing, he just might be doing that. Also, the Cinco back. All right, when they give you your own position, they create a position and name it just for you. That's a pretty good sign. That's JoJo Doman. Now, he's a guy who's still going to move all over the place, but in nickel, dime, speed nickel, all their sub packages, him coming off the edge, he's a guy who can get after the quarterback, but you need a guy on first and second down who can get after the quarterback as well. I'm still hoping to see more had a talented freshman, Caleb Tanner, and Tyron Ferguson, who played some good ball for us last year as well. So keep an eye on the pass rushers, especially coming off the edges. And last but not least, now a couple weeks ago, I dropped 10 different names. All right, this is going to be the wide receiver position. I talked about 10 different potential pass catchers because I included the tight ends in that show a couple weeks ago. If you missed it, go back and check it out. So I'm going to try to narrow that list just a little bit, but Scott Frost has so much speed. He puts so many wide receivers on the field, it's hard to narrow the list a ton, but I'm going to give you six names to keep an eye on during the spring game, specifically senior wide receiver Mike Williams. He's got the speed. He's got the strength for a guy his size. He just needs to be a little bit of a better blocker. And as long as he keeps improving that, he's going to get on the field because he's got the ability to make these plays. He's just got to improve that blocking game a little bit. Highly touted, all-purpose back, Wandale Robinson. Everybody's going to be watching him. I don't even feel like I need to mention his name. True freshman, Jamie Nance. One of the most explosive guys on the entire team, and he's shown that so far this spring. Also, freshman Andre Hunt. He showed some ability last fall camp. He's been running with the ones at times during the spring as well. Keep an eye on him during the spring game. And Cade Warder and Jerron Woodyard, both guys who played last year. Cade started quite a few games for us. I want to see, can these guys take it to the next level? Because they've showed they can play. Cade showed he can start at multiple games. But are these guys that not only can play, but can make plays? All right, Husker Nation, get loud, get crazy, enjoy the spring game. And until next time, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bird. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.